Those who used Velaspila at this time, in the Mesolithic or Middle Stone Age, thrived on fish and shellfish. From the huge quantity of bones found, archaeologists can tell that mackerel fishing was a major occupation. Such large numbers of mackerel vertebrae have been collected that it seems the cave may have been used for fish processing, perhaps smoking for storage, on an almost industrial scale. Ethnographic evidence from the 1970s shows the shoaling behaviour of mackerel makes them relatively easy to catch in certain seasons in carefully positioned nets along a shore. The presence of some tuna and swordfish bones tells us that people also fished in the open sea, presumably with boats. The few red deer in the area were soon consumed. The lack of large animals meant that smaller animals such as roe deer, fox, and rabbit were now hunted. Indeed, foxes were hunted so much that over the years the species became smaller and less robust. How do we know? We can tell this from the bones which are found. Also, from the tools found, we can see that instead of travelling or trading further afield for quality flints, those living and working in the area were satisfied with tools from the local rock of inferior quality. Many more tools have been found made from bones. These are mostly slender points like needles and would have been used for stitching clothing and also probably for making nets. Interestingly, although they had easy access to an abundance of seashells for making decorative beads, the people at this time only chose one type of shell to pierce for threading, the Columbella rustica. These may have been used as beads on clothes, as decorative headdresses, worn as jewellery, or tied into the hair. Also of interest is that these shells are found throughout the central Balkan and Adriatic sites, and mostly exclusively. This indicates a shared tradition amongst widely spread groups of people. Do you have any ideas as to why? Let us walk to the wall of the cave beside the excavations.